Biodiversity performs essential services for us. If we lose our biodiversity, if we lose our forests, if we lose our habitats, we start losing our watersheds, our catchment areas. Also, intrinsically, species have value. No one wants to see species disappear. We see parts of our world where iconic species that we thought would always be with us, like elephants and rhino, are under such huge pressure now against extinction. So we really have to make the extra effort. Now, there is intrinsic value. There's also economic value in maintaining our biodiversity. It's a good investment, socially, economically.
Biodiversity on development, what can we do? What is influencing the biodiversity with the development?
Well, I think there's two levels. Firstly, governments have to have good policies, plans, capacity to implement them, and enforce the laws and regulations they put around it. If you have developers just ignoring any regulation and no one ever doing anything, you will have encroachment on biodiversity, which is bad. At the community level, local communities need to have a stake in it. If they are able to see that conserving the local biodiversity is good for them, provides them with a good living, as we see here in Yucatan with indigenous people making very, very good tourism enterprises, then we'll have a win-win. The biodiversity is a winner, but the people are a winner too.
You visit a lot of places in the world. What could be the examples of your experience on development?
I think the work done to support the small Mayan community here near Tulum on the Yucatan Peninsula shows what a relatively small amount of seed money can do to enable communities to really go ahead with a local ecotourism and heritage tourism enterprise. So this should inspire us, and we need to look at how to scale up these experiences. Over the last 25 years or so, UNDP has had huge experience with small grants program with the GEF, and we have learned a lot. And now governments need to take those lessons and show how working with the communities on balanced development, which looks after the environment but looks after the people too, can be the guarantor of future sustainable development.
Mm-hmm. And how is it important to develop the ecologic tourism also?
The local ecology and heritage sites are fragile. You can get huge numbers coming through. If there's not good management, then sites get degraded and eventually they don't really offer the authentic experience that you would want to see. So I regard support for zoning, regulation around the tourism industry is very important. I've seen this all around the world with UNDP efforts. I was in Morocco around the time of the climate change COP in November, and I went to an area where there are a small sand dunes, and UNDP has been part of supporting the local planning on where you allow camping, where you allow the camel rides, where you allow people to be. This is very important for the integrity of the local ecosystem.